This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
We will be with you from 10 to 2 today, and we look forward to providing the information you need necessary to figure out what it is that you're doing. We want to hear from you, 504-260-1870. If you have questions that you want to be asked of our guests that we bring on, we take that very seriously. We want to make sure that you get the appropriate information to help you out. So let's just jump right into it. We have Keith Hinckley, the parish president of Plaquemines Parish. Keith, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Newell. How are you doing today?
Keith, doing well. I don't know about you, but I feel like we've been waiting on this, and I know you probably feel the same way that I do after having done this for 40 years, 47 now. That waiting period is a killer, isn't it?
You bring up a good point. Time is time, but it does seem like this is dragging out. We're just diligently. We'd love for this thing just to come on in, make its decision what it's going to do, come in and get on out of here, and that way we can get back to our daily lives.
Yeah. So you guys in Plaquemines obviously have both East Bank representation as well as West Bank representation. The challenges sometimes are vastly different. What does this storm serve up for you?
What it's serving up to us is we have to take a dual focus on things. You know, we deal with, say, tidal surge for the West Bank is that 4 to 7 foot surge. We, unfortunately, on the East Bank, we've got just a 3 to 5 foot surge. So we have to be aware of that, and we have to be able to make decisions for one side of the river that another decision has to be made for the West Bank side of the river.
And at the present time, with the projected tidal numbers that they're throwing out, what level of concern do you have on both the East Bank and the West Bank?
The East Bank, we're pretty comfortable with the 3 to 5 because we only have a section of Highway 39. It's about 4 miles that could be affected for a surge that would be above 5 feet. So if it stays at that 3 to 5, Highway 39 on the East Bank should be fine. On the West Bank, we've got a section of Highway 23 that, you know, for years we've had to deal with overtopping of the levees. And we've about half of that project, there's an NOV project that goes from Laura Seat to the Diamond Jump that's bringing that levee up to the 14, 15-foot height. But there's about, that's about 75% complete, and we still have some deficiencies in that area. But we do have the old back levee, which is a 4-foot levee. So here we are with a 4 to 7 foot surge. If it could stay at that 4-foot area, we'd be fine. But if the 7-foot, we have a little caution. We have some thoughts about that. But even at the 7-foot, we're feeling pretty confident that that will only put enough water just to fill the fields and the and the pastures, and there's a lot of borrow pits in that area that that serve as retention ponds. So we're feeling pretty confident at this moment that we're going to be okay and that 23 won't go underwater.
Scott, obviously direction that the storm comes obviously changes your perspective, as well as it relates to the 10 a.m. advisory. I'm sure you guys have already digested that. Any concerns relative to track?
No, we're feeling pretty much the same feel that we've been since yesterday, or, you know, since it started moving that easterly direction. Now, look, we'd love for it not to come any more east, mm-hmm. but up to this point, we're still feeling confident in the predictions that they have, because it's still staying steady at that 4 to 7 and 3 to 5 storm surge. The rainfalls, we're looking at the southern end of the parish. They're not predicting very much rain down in the Boothville, Venice area. I saw earlier maybe an inch of rain. We're thinking that the majority of the rainfall that probably will happen in the northern end of our parish.
Keith, a lot on the West Bank, a lot of construction up along the Mississippi River corridor. Does that present any challenges?
You know, it presents challenges on our normal day. But, Newell, let me tell you, Venture Global has been very cooperative with us during this event. We have had zero issues of traffic. I mean, it is like a regular day 5-10 years ago, and there's a lot of the trailers, they've been evacuated out of the parish, and it's been a very smooth transition in preparation for the storm event.
I'm sure you're very pleased with that, because that kind of sets the course for the relationship in the future, knowing that you will have this again. We hate to say and admit, right?
Absolutely, and you know, I just talked with Sheriff Turlich about that. I said this was you don't want to say it's a great event, but it's a good test up to this point as how we'll be able to handle this traffic situation in the future.
Yeah, because they're probably at their all-time high as it relates to the number of people that they actually have residing within the parish and also traveling into the parish.
You're right at that. Yes.
So, final thoughts.
Final thoughts. I just want to give the residents, especially on the southern end of the parish, look, the pump station operators, they're going to stay in place. The furthest north that they're going to do, if they have to move up anywhere, they're going to go to the medical facilities in Port Sulphur. And as soon as they can get back in place, they'll be back and running the pump stations. And they've been working the stations steady for the last 2 or 3 days here in preparation for this. But I just need to let them know and have confidence in us, and know that we're diligently working at it and we're on top of it. And then we still have these mandatory evacuation areas, you know, outside of the levee protection is Lake Hermitage, Happy Jack, Myrtle Grove, Tidewater Road out in Venice, and White Ditch to Phoenix, and Wood Park and Grand Bayou. Those areas, it's a mandatory to get out, and we're still under a voluntary evacuation for the entire East Bank, and on the West Bank is Venice to the Alliance area.
Keith, as we talk about evacuation orders relative to compliance on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being totally compliant, where do you put it?
Oh, I think we're probably about an 8.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's great.
No, very good. Yeah. Look. The residents of Plaquemines Parish, especially the residents on the East Bank and on the West Bank, on the southern end of the parish, they have been through this many, many times. And even especially the older residents, they know where we are today. A Category 1 hurricane today is a lot stronger than, say, it brings different challenges today than it did, say, 20 years ago or 30 years ago, because of coastal erosion.
Yeah.
Back in the day, when you'd go over the Empire Bridge, you would see marsh. When you go over the Empire Bridge today, you see basically the Gulf of Mexico. So they know that Category 1 today, there's really not a whole lot to knock that surge down or the storm down. So they're aware of that, and I think they do a great job of protecting themselves and taking care of themselves and the families.
You know, last time I was down there, I used to, in high school with my buddies, we fished the Bay Coquette area, Schofield, and it used to take almost an hour to get there running through the canals, right, to get out to that area. Now, I mean, 10 minutes almost, you're there. Right. So you're right, it's totally different. And the impact that a Category 1 can have as it relates to water levels, for sure, up against the hurricane protection levy is a big issue. And it's entirely different. The challenges are entirely different today.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. If there's any other information you need to get out, please do not hesitate to give us a shout, and we'll accommodate whatever it is that you need done. And we thank you for the job that you're doing.
Thank you, Newell. I appreciate the opportunity to be able to speak with you and our listeners and the residents of Plaquemines Parish. Thank you much.
Thank you, sir. That's Keith Hinckley, the parish president of Plaquemines Parish. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. When we come back, we'll get the Francine update, and we'll also visit with Carlton Dufresneau, general manager of the Causeway, to find out what they are thinking about. We'll be right back.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Bill Grigsby, the meteorologist for the National Weather Service. The 10 a.m. advisory is out. Bill, welcome to the show.
Hey, yeah, thanks. Everybody, hopefully you're hunkering down now because it looks like the conditions are going to continue to get worse over the next several hours here.
So what did the 10 a.m. advisory reveal?
There's been no change in intensity, which is good news. We're still seeing maximum sustained winds of 90 miles per hour. And the storm has actually started to move a little quicker. It's moving to the northeast at 13 miles an hour. It was 12 miles per hour before. And the minimum central pressure has basically stayed steady at 976 millibars. So that's really good news. That means that we're starting to see that wind shear that we were expecting really impacting the system now. And so we're not really expecting any additional strengthening as it makes landfall. It may just kind of hold steady at the intensity that it is right now.
And we are confident that the wind shear will continue to sustain itself and have this ultimate impact
yes.
on the storm?
Yes, we are. Yeah. The wind shear is, it looks like it's going to continue, and that's good news. But we are still going to see impacts across southeast Louisiana. We're still expecting to see hurricane force wind gusts, impacting as far north as Baton Rouge as the system moves inland, the Houma Terrebonne area, Parish, Thibodaux, the river parishes. Those are the areas that look like they could see some hurricane force wind gusts as we get into this afternoon and especially this evening. And also Metro New Orleans, we're going to see tropical storm force winds. So expect power outages. There's going to be issues as the system moves in. We do have a tropical storm warning out for Metro New Orleans. And hurricane watch just in case we do get some hurricane gusts. And further to the west over towards Baton Rouge and the river parishes, we do have a hurricane warning in effect. So everybody just needs to, stay home, stay in place, and ride out the storm over the next several hours.
Bill, when do we get to that point in time where we can kind of lock in with a higher level of confidence relative to track? Are we close to that yet?
Oh yeah, we're very, very confident in our track now. Because we're within 12 hours of landfall, it's all of the guidance has honed in on a landfall somewhere near Morgan City. And so that's where we're expecting the system to make landfall. And then it'll track to the north-northeast, basically across the Atchafalaya Basin and up across Metro Baton Rouge. So that, like I said, areas, River Parishes, Baton Rouge, the Houma Thibodaux area, that's where we're really going to see some of the stronger winds that could potentially impact portions of southeast Louisiana. But, over in New Orleans, we'll still see some tropical storm force winds and on the North Shore as well.
So basically, we're talking about the east wall of the eye passing somewhere 40 to 50 miles west of the city. Is that?
That's correct. Yeah, that's what we're looking at right now. Yep.
And the size of the wind field, have we been able to?
Yeah. The hurricane force winds, they extend out about 35 miles out from the center of the storm. And the tropical storm force winds actually extend out closer to 100 to 120 miles from the center of the storm. So it's a pretty decent sized wind field. That's why we're expecting to see the tropical storm force winds, in New Orleans and on the North Shore as the system moves inland. And then the areas closer to the eye of the hurricane there in Baton Rouge and down through the river parishes in the Houma Thibodaux area, we'll see some of those, hurricane force wind gusts at least. So that's going to be, the big concern as we get into, especially this evening. The other concern is the heavy rainfall. We could see up to 8 inches of rain. And with all the rain we saw last week, all of that water is just going to run off. So there's going to be some street flooding issues that we see across the area, especially in the city. So people have to be aware of that. Those are kind of the two biggest concerns that we have with the system right now.
Yeah, with the amount of rainfall that we've had over the last 2 weeks, obviously the ground saturated. You add more saturation to that end-day wind field. There is the potential of downed trees and obviously loss of power if we're taking out power lines, right?
That's absolutely correct. Yes. Yeah, we are expecting to see power outages. We will see trees that are, uprooted because of the saturated soil conditions, especially the further west you go, west of New Orleans and west of the North Shore and getting over towards Baton Rouge. That's where the impacts are going to be even more. But even in the city and even on the North Shore, there's still going to be that issue. So everybody be aware of that as well. And like I said earlier, this is kind of the hunker down phase. Everybody just kind of needs to stay at home. And let the storm pass, ride it out, and then once conditions begin to improve, especially as we get into tomorrow morning, then we can begin to do the recovery and the cleanup.
Absolutely. Pull out that old Parcheesi board game, as I always say, and start playing that. We're visiting with Bill Grigsby from the National Weather Service. Last question, Bill, tides. We've been very fortunate that high tide is not, it doesn't seem to be aligning with this storm very well, which is a good thing. Mm-hmm. And in fact, in many areas, low tide is going to be present when this storm moves on landfall, right?
That's correct, yeah. And that actually is a good thing, that it's not coinciding. We are still expecting somewhere between 4 and 6 feet of storm surge, basically above ground level around Lake Pontchartrain. So some of the lower-lying areas could have some issues, like down in Slidell, like the Palm Lake subdivision, or out towards Venetian Isles, some of the more unprotected areas outside of the levee systems. Once you get down to coastal Louisiana, Grand Isle, Port Fouchon, that's where we're expecting storm surge more of 4 to 7 feet. So there's going to be a few more issues down there. And then Terrebonne Parish, that's where we could see 5 to 10 feet of storm surge. So some of those lower lying communities like Cocotree and Dulac, they may have some issues as well, especially with roads being closed and flooded out.
Those surges, are they more severe because this storm has kind of been just sitting off the coast here for a while and it's been building, or no?
Right now, the storm surge is actually pretty typical for what we would see for a Category 1 hurricane. Okay. Not anything that's too extreme, because the system has been moving at a pretty good clip, actually, but somewhere between 10 and 12 miles an hour for the last day. And so that's helped. We haven't had that build up, like we've seen with Ida and with Katrina and stuff. We won't have that experience. This is going to be more similar to what we saw when we had Zeta go through back in 2020, where it was a fast moving system, definitely brought some wind and a little bit of surge, but nothing quite as significant as what we saw with some of the other hurricanes that we've had in the past.
Bill Grigsby with the National Weather Service, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We certainly appreciate your time and the work that you guys do. Thanks so much.
All right. Yep. Thank you so much. Everybody stay safe.
All right, folks, we have Carlton Dufour Show on the line, general manager of the Causeway. Carlton, welcome to the show.
Hey, Newell, hope you're hunkered down and dry this morning.
We are, but Carlton, here we are again. You and I have done this a lot over the years.
Yes, sir. It's part of the deal of maturity. Seems like they come a little bit more than we like every once in a while. But
yeah,
well, thank goodness this one's not a big one.
Yeah, well, I don't need to mature anymore.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I'm done with that.
I understand.
So what's going on out at the Causeway?
Actually, we're pretty calm right now. I'm pleased to say that most of our commuters look like they're doing the right thing and staying home. We've got very little bit of traffic, both southbound and northbound. The winds on the bridge have been pretty steady out of the east-northeast at 10 to 15. We've had some gusts up to 28, but nothing of any significance to this point, and just very light rains. So we're good at the moment. We do anticipate, obviously, with the storm approaching this evening, that we're going to get some more heavy weather. I've got a bunch of calls about people asking about the bridge closing, and the intelligent thing is, obviously, unless it's an emergency, stay home. If conditions do get really bad, we'll make a call on closing the bridge. But right now, we're operating as normal. But I recommend to everybody, unless it is something really, truly an emergency, stay home. That's the right thing to do today.
Yeah, I was surprised by the lack of traffic, quite frankly, when I drove in this morning downtown. There was literally no one. I think I saw 10 cars from Metairie to downtown New Orleans, which somewhat surprised me because it was hardly raining.
Actually, I concur with you. It's good that I guess that means most of us have grown up with these things and know what we need to do. And I'll pass on to you. I've got some of your friends. Tim Coulon is one of our commissioners now. Ralph Cox is also mm-hmm. from the South Shore. They've been hanging out in the office with us on the South Shore this morning. And Jim Tucker, Colonel Evan Spiceland, and Justin Clinton have been checking out everything for us on the North Shore, too, along with the staff. But they send their regards to you and have concur that it's a day for everybody just to stay home, stay safe, and tomorrow we'll regroup.
Right back at them. You're in good hands, Carlton Dufour Show. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate the update.
Thanks, Newell. Be safe.
All right. That's Carlton Dufour Show, general manager of the Causeway. They anticipate that the bridge will remain open as long as conditions allow. And we'll be right back after the break. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We'll visit with Mayor Mark Johnson, the mayor of Covington, when we come back after the break. Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. We're still trying to hook up with Mayor Mark Johnson from Covington. And as soon as we do, we'll get him on the air. The 10 a.m. advisory actually seems to have been really kind of good news, really. You know, Bill Grigsby talked about everything is pretty much locked in. The track, it looks like they have a pretty good handle on the projected tidal surge that we can expect as a result of that. The uncertainty, obviously, are the impacts of the amount of rain that we have with these little bands that are coming across and how much rain it actually will drop for the duration, as well as the intensity of that rain is always going to be a challenge. That's something that we deal with thunderstorms, right? Not just relative to hurricanes. There has not been, I don't believe, any report of any tornadic activity as of yet, which is a good thing as well. Obviously, I think the propensity for that goes up with the severity of the storm. It looks as though this will maintain itself as a Category 1. The wind shear that they were expecting coming in from Texas is alive and well, and Bill Grigsby said that they feel as though that shear will stay in place, intact, and will continue to diminish the intensity of the storm and give it difficulties, which is a good thing for us. The pressure remains relatively the same at 976 millibars, which is good. The lower the number, the worse. And as long as that stays stable, that is an indication that the storm is not strengthening at this point in time. The question is, I guess, whether or not it becomes any more organized than what it reveals itself at the present time, and that is yet to be determined. Since yesterday, though, it seems as though the landfall has moved back, and we will be experiencing the hurricane winds and the wind field more through the late afternoon, early evening. When I come back on air at 8 to midnight, we'll probably be right there in the midst of all of this at that point in time. And so we'll see exactly, you know, what that is going to present. I think the biggest challenge is going to be really saturation. We caught up for whatever rain that we didn't have through June and July. We decided that in about a 10 to 12 day period of time, we were going to catch up, and we did, right? It rained quite a bit. Obviously, the ground is saturated. The runoff is going to be more intense. And with that, if we place winds, not only sustained, but gust on top of that, trees that have been impaired already are likely to topple, and hopefully, just hopefully, they don't topple onto a home and or a power line, which is always a challenge. You know, the call has gone out to check on your neighbors. Everybody's got elderly folks or special need individuals that live in their neighborhood. Check on them. This is when we come together as a community. This is when the neighborhood is really raising one another, right? And if you have reports of there's water in the street, somebody out joyriding in one of those high water trucks, pushing water over the curb into your yard or otherwise, call 911. Let them know. If you can get a license number, that's helpful. You can always pull out that trusty little phone, push the photo thing, and take a photo of the vehicles and forward that to the 911 center. They have an ability to receive it. Once you talk to them, they can give you a number where you can share those photos so that the officers can get in the area and look to see what other streets that knucklehead happens to be traveling down. We'll probably see that more this evening than otherwise. Hopefully we don't see it at all. I'm not very confident of that based on my experience. I think it will happen. So let's just be prepared and be on the lookout for that so that we can incapacitate that individual and get him off the streets so they're not doing it anymore. You know, we have enough challenges already. We don't need the challenge of stupidity, right, and having to deal with people that want to engage in reckless behavior during the pendency of a storm, which we always see. Why? I don't know. I guess they get locked up. That's why you got to pull out the old Chinese checkerboard, the Parcheesi board. What else, guys? What other board are you going to pull out? In a Monopoly game, Battle. We used to do that all the time, right? Trouble. There you go. Trouble. Any one of those games. In fact, I was getting texts from some of my friends that remember the old Parcheesi board line that I pulled out in the aftermath of Katrina and other major storms in my previous occupation. So we want to hear from you. We have someone on line one? Nope, I'm sorry. I thought we had someone. Any questions that you want to ask, just please text it in, 504-260-1870. I guess while we have a minute here, actually today is my 7th anniversary being on air. I came on air on 9/11. I picked that date in honor of the first responder community, of the challenges that we faced on 9/11. And I felt very strongly about that as I made my transition from law enforcement to being behind the mic here at WWL Radio. It's been an incredible ride this 7 years. In fact, I couldn't even, when I was quantifying how long I'd been here, I didn't even realize it had been seven. It seems to have flown by. I've really enjoyed engaging with the audience, giving me the opportunity to talk about some of the most pressing issues, to kind of bring an insider's perspective of having served in government both as a number two, mid-level manager, upper-level manager, and then ultimately running three elections, for sheriff. And that is a perspective that you don't get from a lot of folks that have that experience in actually running a business, running a company, so to speak, because it is. At the all-time high, we had about over 1,700 employees when I left. We had right-sized the organization to about 1,490, 1,500. It's about where they still are today, which is, I guess, emblematic of maybe we hit the number that we should be at. And that's worked well for the organization throughout. But it's been a lot of fun, a lot of different issues that we've had to face here, working on these storms. I never really enjoyed talking a lot about in the midst of the storm. I was kind of just the facts, ma'am, dragnet, get the important information that's out there. However, I was wrong because I did not realize the level of comfort that people receive as it relates to providing information that they otherwise can't get. And so we are most appreciative of all of the elected officials that do come on and share that information, because it really is a calming effect for folks, especially leading up to landfall, the uncertainty of a whole lot of things, not knowing if a storm's going to move up in its intensity or not. These are all things that can quickly change. We've seen that. We've seen storms do exactly what they're supposed to do. We've seen storms that do nothing of what they're supposed to do. And we've seen some with just a little deviation, more intense than what they anticipated, less intense than what they were anticipated. And then we've seen times where we've expected things to happen and it just totally missed us because of a wind shear or this or that, or dry air flowing in, a high pressure system, or whatever it may be. And it's funny how you learn all of these weather-related terms over the years, and you finally figure out what they mean and are able to put them into context as well. But it's been fun, and I'm most appreciative to the folks here at WWL Radio, and more importantly, most appreciative to you, the listening audience. It's been a blast to be able to sit down and talk on any number of issues that we've been able to talk about on this show. All right, we'll be right back, 504-260-1870, as we continue our coverage of Hurricane
Francine. Stay with us.
Welcome back, folks. Joining us is Jacob Pishu, PIO, the Public Information Officer for the Louisiana State Police out there at Troop B. Jacob, welcome to the show. Here we go again, Jacob.
Hey, thanks for having me this morning.
So update on the status of roads and where do we stand?
Still, as of right now, I mean, we're just seeing the conditions start to get worse. Heavy rain and the wind.
Welcome back, folks. We're still trying to hook up with Mayor Mark Johnson from Covington, and as soon as we do, we'll get him on the air. The 10 a.m. advisory actually seems to have been really kind of good news, really. You know, Bill Grigsby talked about everything is pretty much locked in. The track, it looks like they have a pretty good handle on the projected tidal surge that we can expect as a result of that. The uncertainty, obviously, are the impacts of the amount of rain that we have with these little bands that are coming across and how much rain it actually will drop for the duration as well as the intensity of that rain is always going to be a challenge. That's something that we deal with thunderstorms, right? Not just relative to hurricanes. There has not been, I don't believe, any report of any tornadic activity as of yet, which is a good thing as well. Obviously, I think the propensity for that goes up with the severity of the storm. It looks as though this will maintain itself as a Category 1. The wind shear that they were expecting coming in from Texas is alive and well, and Bill Grigsby said that they feel as though that shear will stay in place, intact, and will continue to diminish the intensity of the storm and give it difficulties, which is a good thing for us. The pressure remains relatively the same at 976 millibars, which is good. The lower the number, the worse. And as long as that stays stable, that is an indication that the storm is not strengthening at this point in time. The question is, I guess, whether or not it becomes any more organized than what it reveals itself at the present time. And that is yet to be determined. Since yesterday, though, it seems as though the landfall has moved back and we will be experiencing the hurricane winds and the wind field more through the late afternoon, early evening. When I come back on air at 8 to midnight, we'll probably be right there in the midst of all of this at that point in time. And so we'll see exactly, you know, what that is going to present. I think the biggest challenge is going to be really saturation. We have had, we caught up for whatever rain that we didn't have through June and July. We decided that in about a 10 to 12 day period of time, we were going to catch up. And we did, right? It rained quite a bit. Obviously, the ground is saturated. The runoff is going to be more intense. And with that, if we place winds, not only sustained, but gust on top of that, trees that have been impaired already are likely to topple. And hopefully, just hopefully, they don't topple onto a home and or a power line, which is always a challenge. You know, the call has gone out to check on your neighbors. Everybody's got elderly folks or special need individuals that live in their neighborhood. Check on them. This is when we come together as a community. This is when the neighborhood is really raising one another, right? And if you have reports of there's water in the street, somebody out joyriding in one of those high water trucks, pushing water over the curb into your yard or otherwise, call 911. Let them know. If you can get a license number, that's helpful. You can always pull out that trusty little phone, push the photo thing, and take a photo of the vehicles and forward that to the 911 center. They have an ability to receive it. Once you talk to them, they can give you a number where you can share those photos so that the officers can get in the area and look to see what other streets that knucklehead happens to be traveling down. We'll probably see that more this evening than otherwise. Hopefully we don't see it at all. I'm not very confident of that based on my experience. I think it will happen. So let's just be prepared and be on a lookout for that so that we can incapacitate that individual and get him off the streets so they're not doing it anymore. You know, we have enough challenges already. We don't need the challenge of stupidity, right, and having to deal with people that want to engage in reckless behavior during the pendency of a storm, which we always see. Why? I don't know. I guess they get locked up. That's why you got to pull out the old Chinese checkerboard, the Parcheesi board. What else, guys? What other board are you going to pull out? In a Monopoly game, Battle. We used to do that all the time, right? Trouble. There you go. Trouble. Any one of those games. In fact, I was getting texts from some of my friends that remember the old Parcheesi board line that I pulled out in the aftermath of Katrina and other major storms in my previous occupation. So we want to hear from you. We have someone on line one? Nope, I'm sorry. I thought we had someone. Any questions that you want to ask, just please text it in, 504-260-1870. I guess while we have a minute here, actually today is my 7th anniversary being on air. I came on air on 9/11. I picked that date in honor of the first responder community, of the challenges that we faced on 9/11. And I felt very strongly about that as I made my transition from law enforcement to being behind the mic here at WWL Radio. It's been an incredible ride this 7 years. In fact, I couldn't even, when I was quantifying how long I'd been here, I didn't even realize it had been seven. It seems to have flown by. I've really enjoyed engaging with the audience, giving me the opportunity to talk about some of the most pressing issues, to kind of bring an insider's perspective of having served in government both as a number two, mid-level manager, upper-level manager, and then ultimately running three elections. You know, for sheriff. And that is a perspective that you don't get from a lot of folks that have that experience in actually running a business, running a company, so to speak, because it is. At the all-time high, we had about over 1,700 employees when I left. We had right-sized the organization to about 1,490, 1,500. It's about where they still are today. Which is, I guess, emblematic of maybe we hit the number that we should be at, and that's worked well for the organization throughout. But it's been a lot of fun, a lot of different issues that we've had to face here, working on these storms. I never really enjoyed talking a lot about in the midst of the storm. I was kind of just the facts, ma'am, dragnet, get the important information that's out there. However, I was wrong because I did not realize the level of comfort that people receive as it relates to providing information that they otherwise can't get. And so we are most appreciative of all of the elected officials that do come on and share that information, because it really is a calming effect for folks, especially leading up to landfall, the uncertainty of a whole lot of things, not knowing if a storm's going to move up in its intensity or not. These are all things that can quickly change. We've seen that. We've seen storms do exactly what they're supposed to do. We've seen storms that do nothing of what they're supposed to do. And we've seen some with just a little deviation, more intense than what they anticipated, less intense than what they were anticipated. And then we've seen times where we've expected things to happen and it just totally missed us because of a wind shear or this or that, or dry air flowing in, a high pressure system, or whatever it may be. And it's funny how you learn all of these weather related terms over the years and you finally figure out what they mean and are able to put them into context as well. But it's been fun, and I'm most appreciative to the folks here at WWL Radio. And more importantly, most appreciative to you, the listening audience. It's been a blast.
to be able to sit down and talk on any number of issues that we've been able to talk about on this show. All right, we'll be right back. 504-260-1870 as we continue our coverage of Hurricane Francine. Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. Joining us is Jacob Pishu, PIO, the Public Information Officer for the Louisiana State Police out there at Troop B. Jacob, welcome to the show. Here we go again, Jacob.
Hey, thanks for having me this morning.
So, update on the status of roads and where do we stand?
Still, as of right now, I mean, we're just seeing the conditions start to get worse. Heavy rain and the winds picking up. So as of now, all the roads are open. We have been telling people to pay attention to the 511LA.org website because that'll be real-time updates from DOTD, as well as our social media and all the local government agencies and law enforcement agencies, social media and websites, because we'll be posting any sort of closures on there.
No accidents. I was saying earlier that when I drove downtown from Metairie, literally saw almost no one on the road, which is interesting. You always have folks out there, but encouraged by it.
Right. And it has been, there's been less traffic than normal. And I mean, we made, it seems like the state as well as local offices made the call early to, hey, we're going to close and just be done for the day. And I think that helped. Now, there are a few people still out and about, and we understand that some places are still open as of right now, and people have to get home from work. There have been a few crashes, but very minor, and nothing currently.
No, that's great news. And any other issues?
No, if you look out of your window and you just look at the trees and the wind, you can tell it's picking up. As it progresses, if people are just paying attention to our social media and their local web government officials' websites, they'll get the updates.
Well, thank you so much, Jacob. We truly appreciate you joining us. And if there is any particular challenge out there that presents itself, if you give us a shout, we'll get you on and we'll get that information put out for you.
Yep. Yes, sir. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you so much. Let's go to Hollywood on line two. Hollywood's out in Thibodeau. What's happening in Thibodeau, Hollywood?
Hey, school. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. Conditions in Thibodeau, rain, light. Sometimes it picks up heavy. The wind's not too bad yet. Streets are passable. I don't see no water on the roads at all. I see it's kind of... they'll be in the curfew that we're just coming at 12 o'clock. I see the traffic is kind of light. But everything's good so far. We're waiting on the storm to come at between 7 and 10 or 11 tonight.
Is that the most recent information that they're telling y'all? You're going to see the worst of the storm in that time period?
Well, I just heard through a weather station that that's what they're saying. And they're saying they got some dry air wrapping around the back here, and as opposed to with the wind shear, it's not going to come as strong as they say.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, that's what we're holding because we're hearing some stations got 100 miles an hour winds gusting. I don't think that's going to happen. Hope I'm wrong, but I don't think it's going to happen, you know?
Hollywood, did you have damage in Ida?
We had damage in Ida. We had to replace our roof. A lot of trees down in the yard. But I was in Dallas. I went and watched the Astro game with the Rangers, and I went to have a good time. I evacuate when they have a storm like that. You know what I'm saying?
A smart man, Hollywood. Take advantage of it. Go see an MLB game.
Well, Bob Breck and Bruce Cass now, I do the weather with them, and Bob always did tell me, if you ever have a 2 or 5 come in your area, evacuate. So we evacuate now.
And leave, for sure. Hollywood, stay safe, my friend. Thank you so much for calling in. We truly appreciate it. When we come back after the top of the hour news break, we'll visit with Dan Mills. He's the CEO of the Home Builders Association of Greater New Orleans. We'll also talk with Paul Rainwater. In the coming hour, Sheriff Joe LaPinto will join us. Michael Heck, President and CEO of GNO Inc. as well. And that'll take us through the 11 o'clock hour. Give us a call, 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We'll be right back after the break. Stay with us. This is Newell on WWL.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.